the Newfound Overland Podcast, where we have relevant conversations about vehicle-dependent travel, adventure bikes to rocklanders, weekend warriors to full-time travelers, and everything in between. Newfound Overland. Overlanding undefined. To another episode of Newfound Overland. This is our fun little Monday show that I'm calling this week Mystery Mondays. Now, that's not going to be the name for every Monday because we're collaboratively working together to try to come up with a killer name, somewhat like the Shenanigans Show. And I'm trying to explain to y'all that it's going to be kind of like the Shenanigans Show, but not. It doesn't have to be a goofy name or anything. It could just be something that we could all identify, because I'm going to have like four or five different styles of show that I am going to do on this podcast platform. So live interviews, you know, like the Monday show, I'm going to do like 5 minute Fridays or something like that. Just random stuff. Okay. So I need to name each segment, if you will. So if you're not already, go over to Facebook and join the NFO Newfound Overland page. It is an actual page, not a group. Go follow over there. I'll post fun stuff every once in a while just so I can get some legit interaction from y'all. You know, previously on Budget Overland, we had 62,000 people or something in that Facebook group, and it was just absolutely too much, you know. So I want people that are listening to the show, you know, to actually comment so I could actually hear your voice and pick those out, so we're all on the kind of the same page. So if you haven't already, go over to Facebook and look for Newfound Overland. It'll pop up. It is a page again, not a group. So go follow that. While you're at it, go over to Instagram and follow Newfound Overland there. Go over to YouTube, follow New Overland there. And then if you want to become a Patreon member, I would truly love to have you over there. We've got about 10 or 11 right now. And I'm doing incentives this time. All right. So I'm trying to do what I can with what I've got right now. But once we launch this podcast April 4th, you know, the ball is going to roll, and then I can start going after some cooler incentives for y'all. And just for fun, I like music. I know a lot of y'all like music, and we travel a lot. Okay. So we go camping and do all the road driving and all that fun stuff. And I pass my time often, because I drive by myself a lot, with music. I listen to some podcasts as well, don't get me wrong, but some music. And my music variety is very broad. It's all over the place. I like smooth jazz all the way up to screamo, you know, heavy metal stuff. I even like bluegrass. The Delta blues is really fun for me. Stevie Ray Vaughan style, you know, with the classic rock slash, you know, bluesy vibes, all that fun stuff. I even like some rap and stuff. So like, also, if you've noticed, and like I said, this is all a test, this is all for fun, this is all going to be deleted whenever I launch on April 4th. This is for me and y'all, so I could get people to start trickling in over here and hit that follow button on Spotify or Apple or podcast or whatever you're using. I want people to be ready for April 4th. So all these, you know, nicknames and all this fun stuff, I'm talking to you as in, I want to hear your feedback. I don't want to just do this on my own. A lot of you guys know already I'm very community minded, and this go around on the podcast is going to be for us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So there's much participation from you all. I will never get tired from getting feedback from you. So don't ever feel like I'm bothering them or something. You know, if you send me a message, email, whatever, that's fine. By the way, the email is heyNFO. That's H-E-Y for all you, illiterates. I'm joking when I say this stuff. Okay. So like, if you typed, hey, H-A-Y-N-F-O at gmail.com, Farmer Dan might message you with something, inappropriate. I don't know. So if you want to get a hold of me, suggestions for the show or whatever, and you're not on Facebook or anything, send me an email. Hey, H-E-Y-N-F-O at gmail.com. Just make sure you fill out the subject in the top, so I don't throw it in spam. Or if it does go to spam, I can glance over that and not lose it. So I just got back from Jasper, Arkansas, and it was very eventful, and I'll get into that. It was eventful even more so on my way home. Hint, hint, nod, nod, we wink, wink, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, Jasper Jeep Jam and Overland Rally just wrapped up. This was their first ever event. It was freaking awesome. And I know some of y'all couldn't make it. A lot of you couldn't make it. I honestly was going to go to Land Between the Lakes over in Kentucky this weekend. They were doing kind of an overland meetup and all that stuff. I wasn't able to go just because we'll get into it here in a minute. So 3 weeks ago, I took a trip. It was our big annual trip with 10 different rigs and all that fun stuff. Go check out the video on Baker Overland on his YouTube channel over there. Exploring Arkansas, you'll see we had a fantastic time and we did some pretty gnarly stuff. And I was getting some noises in my 4Runner, and I thought it was the front diff or the transfer case, because that's where I've got a J shift handle, you know, for my 4-wheel drive transfer case. It's not a push button or anything like that. It's old school. It's 2000 Toyota 4Runner. And that was moving a lot more than usual. Usually it'll vibrate a little bit. Some of you guys that have these vehicles or an older vehicle with a manual 4-wheel drive transfer case selection, you'll know what I'm talking about. So it was getting significantly just a little bit more rowdy down there, even on smooth roads. So I was like, that's kind of weird. So I pulled it into my shop and I was going to, you know, I lifted it up, spun the tires, didn't hear anything crazy. Did some other things to try to help make or mimic the sound. That did not work. So I just left it there. And intentionally wanting to get to it, say this past weekend would have been perfect. I didn't have a whole lot going on, but I decided to go to Jasper Jeep Jam. So yes, this is where the trip gets a little hairy on the way home. However, I'll get into that here in a little bit, but I want to tell you about Jasper Jeep Jam. And Overland Fest. So it's the brand new, is like their first year, and it was for the city of Jasper to raise funds so they could do more community outreaches to get. It's a beautiful area, guys. If you've never been to Jasper, Arkansas, I highly encourage you to go there. There's tons of excellent food restaurants down there. You got the Ozark Cafe. You've got Jasper Pizza Co. There's a chicken place down the road and it's slash gas station, but it ain't no gas station chicken. It is like triple crispy chicken, deep fried homemade biscuits. So if you're ever going through the area, which that town splits off into a lot of different, you know, destinations for. So it's a good spot to keep on your radar. If you're going to Arkansas, you need fuel, good food, good time, whatever, go down there. That also leads towards the Arkansas Grand Canyon, which is only like 5 miles south of the town there. And it's just awesome. If you're semi-local to the area within even a few four or five hours, I would definitely drive down there. Do a small weekend trip, if you will. Just go check it out. Support all that. So anyway, getting back to the Jasper Jeep Jam, they had a bunch of people show up, more so than like other events I've attended, for it being their first one, which was really cool. It wasn't a specific Jeep Jam. Okay. That just sounds cool. Jasper Jeep Jam. And then they added the Overlanding Rally because it incorporated a lot of people. Okay. I know some of y'all were mad and upset that they didn't just include or have a word for whatever, but I mean, it's 2022 or 2024. I don't even know how I got to 2022. So anyway, just use your imagination. Don't be all mad about it. Obviously, it was their first year. I think they're going to consider maybe a name change, but if not, it's still fun to go to. I was in a Toyota. There was a few other Toyotas, but yes, it was heavily. There was a lot of Jeeps there because it was maybe a little confusing. But however, they had a ton of vendors there, and I say this loosely. It's not a More Expo. This is a small town. Overland Rally. This is what they were doing. They had a trailer over there for live music every night. They had vendors and they did giveaways. They had classes going on. They had people in the industry there set up. And they had people from all over come there. I think people from Nebraska came down, Kansas for sure, Oklahoma, Missouri, all over the area. Louisiana was up there. So it's pretty fun to see how people travel. This event was only planned within 2 months, so it's very cool. But anyway, we had a blast. It was absolute blast. We stayed up every night past midnight. Shoot, last night, I think everybody went to bed around 3 or 4 in the morning. I went to bed last night at 1 in the morning, and I could still, you know, hear them talking over the diesel heaters. That was crazy. But I'm not complaining. It was a good time. Excellent weekend. It rained on Friday, I think, and even, no, it rained Thursday night, Friday morning a little bit, and it was kind of soupy, and then the sun came out. Saturday is gorgeous. So next year, keep that on your radar, Jasper Jeep Jam. They said they're going to do it again, so be on the lookout. I highly recommend going. I'm going to go if they do another one, so super cool. Gosh, I talked a lot about the whole Jasper Jeep Jam already. Okay, so here's where it gets interesting on my way home. So shortly after leaving the Jasper Jeep Jam early this morning, Sunday morning, I left there about 7:45, 8 o'clock. It's about a 4-hour drive home if I don't stop and dilly-dally too much. And Jasper's about 30 miles from Harrison. And Harrison's about 40-ish miles from Branson, okay? So and it's all hilly, folks. If you've never been down here, it's got some really steep inclines and declines. It's almost mountainous. Those aren't mountains, but they're more like rolling giant hills. So on the way home, you hit Branson. And if you've ever been on that stretch, it's like, you're just going up and down, up and down, up and down. There's about 4 or 5 huge climbs and stuff. So if you're ever in a trailer or something, those guys will slow down to about 40 miles an hour. It's crazy. So I was driving through town, me and Presley, my little French bulldog. We were cruising through and just listening to some good music. Actually, his name was Paul McDonald. And somehow I stumbled upon him with my, Spotify Shuffle or whatever they call it, the weekly discovery. And I was like, oh, that's pretty good stuff. But apparently he's pretty big into the like movies and all that stuff. So anyway, excellent jams we were listening to. And all of a sudden, I started hearing like a pop, 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 like really loud. It sounded like a hit and miss engine, if you've ever heard one of those. And I was driving along and we hear that. I turned down the music and I looked at her. She looked at me and we were thinking, what the heck is that? And looked at all my gauges. Everything looked fine. I was like, all right, my transfer case just finally blew up because our trip, 3 weeks earlier, I thought I did something with the front diff, front transfer case, something like that. So I put my hazards on, went real slow, and I didn't want to pull over on the side of on the highway, especially with them hills. If I pulled over, I'd never get any momentum to get back up those hills. So I went to Highlandville, which is kind of south of Ozark, about 5 miles-ish. And that's when it really starts to flatten out. So I pulled over, got up there. I was like, you know what? I hate to do this because my parents live in Ozark and Highlandville. So they're probably 20 minutes from where this was at, their house was. And I was like, if I limp it to there, I could do some really serious damage. So I was like, I'm just going to take off the front drive shaft and, should be able to just go. And I wasn't really thinking if it had anything to do with the front diff. That was more of my decision for the transfer case, because at this point I thought it was the transfer case. All right. So took that apart in the front, get in, start crawling out, pop, 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 pop again. I was like, really? Got on the highway, went to my parents' house. They were at church. Whenever they got home, my dad's like, hello. And I had literally the passenger side CV axle out. Okay, and then I had to do the driver's side, and it was just a fiasco. I got both of them out, so here's where I was doing a four-wheel drive delete. I don't have lockout hubs, so when the tires and wheels, when the wheels spin, it turns the diff in the middle, okay? So I was like, we'll just 86 that, and I'll just go home and do the gears another day. I don't need four-wheel drive for a while because I've got more expo, I've got a bunch of other things with the podcast trying to get lined up, and I've got the time to mess with it another day. Well, let's just say my Toyota had other plans for me. After I buttoned it up, put the tires back on, tried to torque best I can without over torquing, and because you could shear off your lug studs for sure if you guys are just ugga-dugging and tightening up your lugs too much, you'll pop them right off. So always go off torque specs, guys. Always, always, always on everything. And there's certain things you don't need to, but if you want to save your bacon, especially if you're taking a metal bolt, putting in like an aluminum surface, you're going to have issues, especially if you're a little too heavy on the righty tighty, you know what I'm saying? Cause righty tighty can go to lefty righty loosey real quick. So anyway, backed up after I put everything back together, pop, 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 pop. So I was like, crap. It has nothing to do with the transfer case or the front. It's the rear. Get out, go to the back. And I didn't even check the back because I just thought it was the front. The back diff, and not the drive shaft pointing that away, pointing towards the hatch, you know, back. If you're following me, you can see this. There's almost a giant hole that was punched through the housing. And I'm like, holy smokes, because it punctured it a little bit because there was gear fluid coming down. And I was like, holy smokes, it grenaded. You know, the whole thing just grenaded. So my son stayed at my parent. He wasn't with me, by the way. My wife yesterday or 2 days ago, which would have been Saturday, took him after a birthday party to my mom and dad's so they could spend the weekend together because it's our spring break this week. And me and my wife were going to go get him tomorrow, which is today, Monday. And we were just going to, whatever, you know, just give him some time with his grandparents. And anyway, he was there and he's like, Dad, I just want to go home with you. I was like, buddy, just stay there. You know, he thought I was there to get him. My mom thought I was picking him up and that just wasn't the case. I was working on my rig so I could get back home and do the podcast, take my wife out for dinner and just have some fun, you know? So at 7:20, we went to dinner, we had some fun and now it's wrapping up the podcast and all this. So anyway, rabbit, you know, it's like a squirrel. I get distracted. So I've got those are, by the way, my differentials are regeared to 488s. Absolutely loved it. I got a rear locker and this is where I'm going. It's not a factory locker per to my 4Runner, but it is a factory locker, that came out of a 4Runner with the factory locker. So I don't have the push button. I don't have the module, all that stuff. I just got the actuator and then we hardwired it to a 6-position switch, a toggle. So when I engage, boom, a light comes on. When it's disengaged, that light goes off. Hey everyone, hopefully you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to throw out a couple reminders that if you guys want to rock some NFO tees, we've got some good ones cooking up over at BeckerSupplyCo.com. He has done an exclusive partnership with us here at NFO. Go check out the NFO Newfound Overland merch line at BeckerSupplyCo.com. Get your t-shirt today, and don't forget, if you're a Patreon member, you get 10% off, so go join Patreon. We got two little tiers over there, and I'd love to have you. Now let's get back to today's episode. Guess what burned out? That bulb. So 3 weeks ago, when I went on a trip with everybody, I locked it, you know? And I think I've been driving around on the highway with the rear locker engaged, and it's electric locker. And for some reason it let me drive from Arkansas to our house. And I parked at my shop. So it stayed here for 2 or 3 weeks. Friday morning, I came to my shop, fired it up, drove out, loaded up some minor stuff, and we hit the road. That's a 4-hour trip one way. How it didn't grenade on the way down there, I have no idea. I'm glad it did not, because I would have missed the Jasper Jeep Jam. So on the way home, I'm fortunate enough it broke down near my parents' place, because I could work on it easily in their driveway than opposed on a gravel road or the side of a highway or a parking lot. You know, if I needed a tool or whatever, I'm sure my dad would have had something we could have found that would have worked. You know, something like, I don't pack my whole tool chest, you know, I just bring the basics. Like literally, I don't bring every wrench in the drawer. I bring only the wrenches that are good for Toyota. So if you're a Chevy or maybe even a Jeep and you're like running some standard size bits, I ain't gonna have them. I'm only got metric. So neither here nor there. whatever. So anyway, I went to my parents' house, did all that fun stuff. So I've got a 310 factory third member at my shop. So like I said, I went from 410s to 488s, and I kept the third, thank goodness, because I almost threw it away or scrapped it, because we did the swap 3 years ago. And I'm so glad I did, because I can now Monday, I keep forgetting that, I'm going to just swap it in. So I've still got to pull, you know, the axle shafts out, got to pull the drive shaft off of it. Then I've got to take everything, all the bolts out, and then throw it in there and just lube it up again. If there's crap in there, I got to clean it out. So it's going to be a fiasco, and it's going to stink like, you know what, because gear oil doesn't smell good to begin with. But once you burn it for a long time in a metal casing, it's going to stink. It's going to be nasty. So I am not looking forward to that at all. So that's going to be my Monday. Happy Monday, Benji. My only concern then is me and my son are going to be driving home by ourselves, because my wife, she's a real estate agent, and she has a couple appointments tomorrow. And I told her, I was like, if we break down, I'm calling you so you can come get me, and then we'll figure out how to get the car home. So from Springfield to my house, it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on the weather or whatever. So I'm just going to do that. So comes with it, guys. We don't trailer our stuff everywhere. We drive. So that's cool. And this stuff will happen. And there's some preventative things that could have happened, but honestly, not on this one. It's the re-gearing happened 2 or 3 years ago by a 15-year certified SAE Toyota tech. And he knows his stuff. And he's about the only other person other than myself that I will let touch my 4Runner. So it's not an install issue. The lashing was good, all that fun stuff. It was an e-locker issue, I'm pretty sure. We'll never know, but I'm just assuming that that would have caused it for sure. And how I didn't know that it was locked, I have no idea. Because if you've ever had a welded rear or a locked rear, anytime you turn on pavement, it'll bark at you. And like I said, I drove 12 hours with that thing locked. So that is insane. So anyway, if you're still listening, God bless you, because this podcast is all over the place. Okay, here we go, guys. Let's get to the next segment. As I said last week, we have got a new phone line, new phone number for the voicemail. I don't think anybody called. I didn't even check before I got in here. Sorry, if you did call, I'll check it for next week. But I want to start a new segment. And I think I'm going to do this monthly. I want your feedback on this. I want to call the call-ins. And if the voicemails, we're going to always set up for anything. Okay. So if you still have questions, if you want to plug an event, whatever, call in. All right. And then I'll sift through everything. But here's the new segment idea I have for y'all. And let me know if this is a good idea or not. We could always see if it works. If it doesn't work, we'll just kick the can. And I'll need participation from y'all to make this work. So I'm wanting to call some segment on Monday Topic Talks, and it's going to be one category for each month. So we'll have 12 categories a year, and that way, if you don't listen to this show religiously, you can still chime in, you know, if you're a couple episodes behind or what have you. That way it's still relevant to you for the month of XYZ. So for this month, and let's say since I'm going to cancel, well, I might leave these shows up for a little bit. So let's say for the month of, March. Okay, let's say for the month of March. All right, we're halfway over, just for kicks and giggles, whatever. We'll just make the topic and all that stuff. So this monthly one, I want to talk about group trips. Okay, that could go down to planning, meal prep, gear prep, you know, scheduling prep. If you're with a group, I want to hear how you guys do it. I want to hear pros and cons, tips and tricks. I want to learn all that stuff. So call in, and before you start talking about it, say your name, say, hey, this is for the topic talk and group trips. Okay. So that way I know where to categorize this stuff whenever I go back into the show and make it all nice for you. So again, call in, say, this is a topic talk, and then I'll just go from there. I'll categorize it, listen to it, and all that fun stuff. So the phone number, get your pins out and everything. It's also in the show notes below. If you're driving, wait until you're parked to scroll down and look. But you guys can call 24/7, 7 days a week. Just leave a voicemail. Love for YouTube because interaction is fun. Interaction is going to be key for this show or for this segment to be possible and fun. So that phone number is 417-319-1969. I'll say it one more time. 417-319-1969. Let's call in, guys. Topic talks. We are going to talk about group trips. I want your tips, tricks, anything that considerations that go into that stuff. So I think that's going to do it for today's episode. Don't forget, guys, more expos coming up April 19th and 20th. I will be there under the alias of Budget Overland because Budget Overland is still a Facebook group. I'm never going to get rid of it. But for the podcast and all that stuff, it's dead. It's over. It's gone. We will move on. You know, it's a bittersweet thing. I feel like I'm always going to be that Budget Overland mindfulness. You know, I think a lot of you out there can relate, but it just got too big, too quick on the Facebook group and all that stuff. People have always questioning what budget meant, and that's not budget or whatever, you know. So I'm done defining it. Okay, we put a nail in that coffin. It's 6 feet under, so and ain't ever coming up. So yeah, more expo April 19th and 20th. If you guys do want to save 10%, that's anything. S'more to More Rally, if you're going to camp there. I think they're doing VIPs this year again. And your entries, okay? So if you came for a one-day pass or whatever, buy it now. Buy it online so you get that because I think these go away closer to the event, the online sales. So if you want to save 10%, use code BUDGETOVER10. All one word, BUDGETOVER10. That'll save you 10%. And yeah, come say hi. I already told you all this before. I've got, you know, bring your chairs. I'm going to have a bigger area to kind of incorporate more of a chill vibe, if you will. And you know, once you guys are shopping and walking around all day, you are going to get tired. So bring your chairs, bring you a cold snack, bring you some good stories, and then sit around, let's chit chat. I think that's fun. Chit chat with other people too. Like, don't just talk to me the whole time, talk to other people, make new friends. That's what's fun about More Expo, making new friends, seeing old one, seeing new gear, seeing old gear improved. It's just fun. And it's all under one roof pretty much. So that's really cool. Shout out to Chris for putting this on. This is his sixth or seventh year. So freaking awesome. Congrats. Guys, that's literally going to do it. I've said that 15 times. I will see you back here next Monday for shenanigans. Ah, crap. That's just out of, let's just call it. Let's not call it that. I want to be different. That'll do it for, I don't even care anymore. Come up with a name. Leave it in the voicemail. Guys, have a killer Monday. Bye-bye.